So we got to the end of Perek Tshi, the ninth chapter. Now we're holding by chapter 10 in the Tanya. Holy lessons in Tanya. It should be a good day for everyone around. I'm missing you in person, but at least we're doing this over the phone. That's good. This is an ongoing battle that we're discussing right now. This is an internal inner battle. And remember, we have this beautiful summary that we've been referring to every so on, so maybe we should just have a look at what it says about chapter 10, just so we get an overview. It's always good to just keep the bigger picture and not just get lost in the details. Not that we were getting lost, but just it's just hopeful that we will never get lost. So I'm just going to the details, to the summary now. And it says this whole section is about the inner struggle. That's the bottom line title that Rav Shmuel Diamond brings from the B'nai-Aliyah.com website. And I'm just going to the actual chapter summary. It says, Sadik She'enu Gomo Sadik Viralo. So this is what we're going to be dealing with. After waging the bitter war, if the Ra is not transformed into Tov, Mamish, this is an incomplete Sadik. The pleasure on the Nefesh Bahamas on the, has not been completely stripped of Ra. So it's going to discuss exactly what that is, the TSAG. You know what TSAG? I'm not sure. Maybe it means, it doesn't mean Klipas Noga. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Therefore, any tiny vestige of love for Ra remains, but is nullified and not consciously experienced. So that's these are the high levels, yeah? Sadik Gamor, Sadik Vitovlo. We're going to see that even his pleasure has been stripped of Ra, and therefore his zero love of tolerance for Klipa. The Sadik Gamor is called, Sadik Se'enu Gomor, Sadik Gomor, that's what it means. Sadik Gomor is called B'nai Aliyah, men of high standing, because they transform the light and bitterness into sweet. Their Avodas Hashem is on the level of V'yaseh Tov, meaning that they are serving Hashem beyond any self-serving motive, even to shake the first the first of their godly soul. So they're on a high level, yeah, these Sadik and Gomorim that we're talking about. By the way, yesterday we mentioned something important. We mentioned, and I put a reminder in the older version, that we mentioned the idea of the spheres, that Amuna is connected to Keser, because it's above Seichel, and Chochma is connected to Bittul. This is what we've been learning again, Chochma. Bina is Simcha, Das is Yichud. So this is what we were learning yesterday about Esponinus and the Gadlus Abore, about the higher intellect. Now we're already by the special people who are the ones who've transformed the evil, either completely or a little bit still remains. So let's go. Vihine, kasha odam is gabe nasho ve'elekis. When a person causes the divine soul to veil over the animal soul, nilchem kolkach ima bahemius ad shemigaresh mivara ra shabor mechal al smuli. I know we read this a little bit yesterday, but we need to read it again. When a person causes the divine soul to prevail over the animal soul, and when he wages war against animal soul to the extent that he banishes and eradicates its evil from its abode within him, namely the left part of the heart, remember we said yesterday you have to get the evil from within your midst. It doesn't just mean within the camp or the place, it means inside the person. Right. We're back to that sugya, because now we mentioned last chapter and last week about the inner struggle. We're dealing with the inner world, the heart level. Now we're expanding outwards to what kind of person does that create, depending on how successful. Yeah. So if you're very successful, then you're a tzaddik, and if you're completely tzaddik.
Rava,
yeah, that's the question we had at the beginning about Rava. And we'll get back into that, the Beinoni, about we're not dealing with the Beinoni at this point. We're dealing with the Sadik She'enu Gomor and Sadik Gomor. The way he did a Rosh Tevis was TSAG, Sadik She'enu Gomor, or TG, which is we usually think TG is thank God, but here it's Sadik Gomor.
Right.
Okay, so that's his way of just keeping a hold of it in the English. But the point is that we have to remove the evil from our midst. That means within. So that the presence of the evil in the left side of the heart by a tzaddik would not be tolerated. By us, we sort of live with it, you know? You get used to it, you get, you know, it's part of your identity, you know, kiddish club kind of lifestyle, you know, nice cars, all that kind of stuff. But like a tzaddik, he's not interested, even if he has a nice car, he's not himself invested in that. He's not invested in the kiddish club. He comes to the kiddish and he just says Torah and leaves, you know? Like he's not fressing. Ain't a run.
I'm like that also.
What?
That's usually how I work.
Oh, you're just the guy, the tzaddik who walks in, says Torah and leaves?
Yeah.
Good. And you hope you make everyone else feel really schmatadik as well. That's
I
really.
I drop some Torah and then we leave.
But you have to do the kind of Torah that's like real musa, you know, the kind of musa you got growing up as a kid that really was helpful for your self-esteem, that kind of stuff.
No, I do that.
Oh, good.
I let them know that I'm better.
Good. Let them know. Obviously not. The tzaddik is elevating the people around him. He's not pulling them down. And, you know, one of the whole reasons Rabbi Nachman says important Torah in Likutei Halachos is brought, I mean, we learned Azamra Lekai Ba'odi in Likutei Maharan. So there's a beautiful Torah in Likutei Halachos about Hilchos Tzitzis. And it says there that the nafgamina of someone who focuses on the Kudus Tovus in himself and others is a beautiful smell. So the idea that you bring out a good and a ruach tov, you bring out a good energy, a good spirit, and a beautiful smell in people. And there's a pasuk that says, a shemen tov, rosh, and this whole pasuk, some people say it in the morning, shachris, if you say all these extra little tefillahs, but the concept is you're clothing yourself in white and bringing out that good energy around you. And that's the real... we're going to learn in a minute, like, who are these Siddiq and Gemara? What are they here for? If they don't have a Yetzer Hara, what are they here for? So the answer simply is they're here for us. Because they themselves are Mesukan. They're Beseda. We're the ones who have the problem. Now you get that?
It sounds like we're about to enter almost the core of retirement right here.
Yeah, with the Beinoni. We're going to get into the Beinoni eventually, but not yet. That's coming. Look, if we look on the summary for Diamond, will give us a little. The next chapter is about the Russia, chapter 11, and then chapter 12 we go into the Beinoni. And the Beinoni really is, as we know, this is Sefer Beinoni, and even your English translation. All the next chapters after that is all going to be about the vote of the Beinoni and etc. So this is just a hakdama to get to the Beinoni. But we need to know. We need to know about the Tzaddikim, and we need to know about the Rishayim because they're either side of this Beinoni. And they give us the model, the ideal, and what we should definitely not be.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay, good. No, because I'm not wearing headphones. I love my headphones upstairs.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm happy we can make this work. Okay, let's go. But he finds that the evil has nevertheless not actually been converted into good. So this is where the issue is. The evil within has not been transformed. He didn't do the full Purim Maisa. It was like a Chetzi Purim. Yeah, Purim Katan, whatever. He didn't go the full way and transform everything. Nikra Tzaddik She'ein Gomer. He is called an incomplete Tzaddik. Still good, yeah? Like, you know, probably most of the Tzaddikim we know, I hope, Halavai, they're Tzaddikim She'ein Gomorim. I don't know if any of them are Tzaddik and Gomorim. I don't know if there's such a thing. Maybe they're hidden, those kind of people. If they are, we don't know. But Tzaddik She'ein Gomor, someone who's a Tzaddik She'ein Gomor probably is the kind of people we really look up to. Like they're very, very holy people, I think. Tzaddik Ralo, and that's another way of describing him, Tzaddik Ralo. Remember, we learned that in the Gemara Brochas near the beginning of the Tanya. Tanishesh Bo Adai Mat Zer Ra Mechala Osmuli. He is called a tzaddik who knows evil, meaning that some vest of evil still lingers within him in the left part of his heart. Ela shebekufuf v'batol atov machmas miyuto. Except that it finds no expression at all, not even in his evil desires, because the evil, by its reason of its minuteness, is subjugated and nullified by the good, and therefore cannot be sensed. So this is, we understand this concept of bittul berubo, and the idea a little drop of milk inside a huge part of chulin is bittul. If it's shishim, you know, 60 parts chulin and one part milk, then it's bittul. We understand this concept of bittul berubo, So that's what's happened with this Sadiq Einogomo, Sadiq Viralo. He's putting them together. That there is an evil there. There's a little drop of evil, but it's battle in the good. So it's so small that you can't even really sense it. So that's what we look at some of these tzaddikim, like they don't ever seem to get angry, and they're just always in a good state of mind, always learning Torah, and they're surrounded by people helping them serve Hashem. These kind of people, they're helping others serve Hashem. They're the kind of people that we would, with our unknowing eyes, would assume that they're tzaddikim Shein Gomorim. Because I still think there's something not perfect about them, because I don't know, that's just general reality, that there's only a very small amount of people that eradicate evil legamre, like David and Melech kind of level people. Therefore, the Tzaddik may imagine that he has driven it out and it's quite disappeared. In truth, however, had all the evil and departed and disappeared, it would have been converted into actual good. I never forget, I was sitting by someone who was very close to the Klausenberger Rebbe. I'm not going to say more than that. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. He's a big Talmid Chacham, huge Talmid Chacham, and a Dayan and all that stuff. And I was sitting at his Tavos table, and he got angry at my kid because my kid was like making a balagan. The one who's very Hasidish looking, came in the other day. He actually just made a Siyum on Moed, that son. The whole of State of Moed and Shas, Baruch Hashem. But anyway, he was a little boy, and he made a balagan in his house a little bit, like moved some things or whatever. And, they had like nice things, and I don't think they were used to little kids running around and ruining the house. So he got angry at my kid. And I looked at him like shocked, like you're meant to be a tzaddik. What are you doing? Like at least deal with him, meet his tovus or something. So he said to me at the table, he said, the bigger your yetzer tov, the bigger your yetzer hara. So he was still dealing with the yetzer hara, yeah? That's what he was telling me. Yeah, that he still has midas to work on. He's not mushlam, yeah? So he might be a huge talmid chacham, but he hasn't cleaned out some of the baggage, what I'm saying? And I have met other people like that also, who go in the lavush, in the clothing of a tzaddik, but they're not there. They're not there yet. They're still probably a beinoni. Probably that's where they're at, beinoni. And then the Eitz Hara comes. The truth is, a beinoni wouldn't even let that happen, because they remember we said with the beinoni, it's such a high majority, when we get into it, that he doesn't allow the Eitz Hara to, even if he has it in a very strong way, but he doesn't let it come out completely. He doesn't act on it. So these are obviously very subtle levels that we're dealing with when we're learning Tanya. It's good, you'll say, but once again, you're going to say, oh my, this is so far from me. But the point is that it gives us the blueprint of the soul so we can understand really what's going on in a true way. And it's good. You can never let yourself fall into dimyonis and think you're a tzaddik. You know your Rebbe, he gets very upset when people call people tzaddikim or tzaddik. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, of course.
Even to call your kid tzaddik, he's like, he's not a tzaddik. If you know what a tzaddik is, that's not a tzaddik. One time a Rav in London came up to me.
Basketball, he's a professional sports player.
Yeah.
You're doing him more harm than good.
Right, you have to tell him the truth. That's what my uncle Harvey Goldsmith, who I'm putting on this week in London in a Jewish program, Baruch Hashem, he said one of his advice to anyone in the business is the more honest you are to your stars and to your musicians, it doesn't matter how big they are, how big an ego they have, how much yes people they have around them. One of the reasons why he was so successful, he went up to them and told them the truth about their performance and what they need to change, and that led to real success. Some people didn't like him, yeah, and there was even a whole series of episodes about him going around telling all these acts the truth about their performance, and people it did all right, but it didn't do as well as it could because people were offended. They're not able to take criticism so well, but he's very good at that, and that's led him to a lot of success generally. Might not have made him that many friends, but he was a successful person in the business because he said the truth. One time I was in London and a tzaddik came up to me, or a supposed tzaddik, a rabbi of the community came up to me and said, what's your name, Sadiq? I said, I'm not a Sadiq. He said, I'm the one around here who says who's Sadiq. And I'm like, what? All right. I had to tell him my name. But anyway, yeah, it's the point. Vaisnish Vos. The point is, you can imagine. That's what he's saying here. Nidmalo, you hear? The Dimyan. You imagine that he's driven out the Ra completely, and he hasn't. And if he would have done that, he would have converted it into actual good. So the Rebbe says underneath that the apparent contradiction between the two statements made here concerning the Sadiq's evil nature. On the one hand, we are told that evil is completely driven out and eradicated. And on the other hand, it stated is converted to good. The Rebbe remarks, there are actually two aspects of the evil nature. The power of the animal soul and its filthy garments, the evil desire into which the animal soul energy has been channeled. These garments cannot be elevated or converted. They must be removed and eradicated. The energy of the animal soul and its tendency to find evil outlets for its energy can convert to good by clothing it in clean garments. That's what we were mentioning before. You clothe yourself in white garments, like clean, that represents clean. And the shemen and this reyach tov, all that the special tefillah we say every morning, so it's all about bringing out the good element, channeling this energy into and transforming it and cleaning it, channeling this energy into holy outlets. If the energy has not yet been transformed into good, clearly some of the filthy garments must have remained. So who hasn't got filthy garments on some level? Yeah, like, you know, we've all got moments of anger, of confusion, of gaiva, of, you know, there's lashon hara is like an easy thing to do. You know, it's something that we're going to see, all these kind of things. We're going to get into it. But remember, that's more to do with the Beinoni. Right now, we're talking about Sadiq Sheina Gomer. It's a very subtle Yetzirah. It's not even something obvious. Like we say in the Gemara, Shemini B'Sheminis of Gaiva. Everyone's allowed to have a little bit, tiny drop. Yeah, but I assume a Sadiq Gomer doesn't even need that, because it's just pure like Sadiq, like just pure bottle to Hashem. It's like a makava for Hashem. Doesn't need any gaiva. Maybe there's a nakuda of even gaiva that's completely pure and good, and therefore he's transformed it. Maybe that's what it means in the Gemara, Shminis B'Sheminis, the eighth of an eighth. Maybe that's what it means, is transform that little tiny portion of gaiva for good. But generally, gaiva is corrupting a person. Like, it's ego-based, and it's causing a lot of, you know, it's coming from the Dalet Yesodos. We learn about fire and leads to chaos and all kinds of things. Here, the explanation of the matter is as follows. A complete tzaddik in whom the evil is being converted into good, and who is constantly called a tzaddik, who knows only good, who has attained this level by completely removing his filthy garments from evil. This means he despises utterly the pleasure of this world. Tanuge olamot hazer this aneg bam tanugos b'nei adam. Wow! So this is the idea of removing those filthy garments, that he starts to despise the pleasures of this world. Do you relate to that? Like hating it, not like you see like a trait for thing and you just like hate it. Like see Cardi B, you just want to shechta. Yeah.
Like, we see Hamas. Well, we hate it.
Yeah, but that's the problem is with Hamas, is there's no real oneg other than maybe the pleasure of revenge. You know, there's no the pleasure would be by I'm talking about like znus and food kind of things, like pleasures that people are into. So like people are into like this whole, you know, if you're ever working online, you're going to be hit almost daily, unless you've got the most amazing filter, with like znus, that women are going to come and say this, you know, you want to go come talk and all this nonsense. And generally the music business and Hollywood is filled with it. So you have to get to a point where you hate that image of a woman like trying to get you involved in things that have nothing to do with your marriage and holiness. You have to get to a level where you hate that. Now, let's be honest, most men do not, you know, hate it. It stimulates, it's dopamine, it does something for a man in a negative way, it's a negative pleasure. To get to a level where you hate it, where you're just disgusted by it, it's like you want to vomit on it, yeah? Or you want to run away, like the Siddiqim were on that level. That they just, and there's so many stories of Siddiqim, like Rav Leib Eger jumped out of a building to avoid znus and broke his legs. He ended up with a limp for the rest of his life. You know, there's so many stories of Siddiqim who would do anything to get away from evil, anything. They were almost killed themselves for it. Just to, their initial reaction was such like disgust, and they saw it as a fire, like a burning fire. I remember I was walking once with Rabbi Meir Zilberberg, and it was a pasha, like a little girl, like a 12-year-old or something, walking near the kollel, using it as a shortcut. And Rabbi Meir was with his gabbai. The gabbai didn't notice the girl, and Rabbi Meir like went like he just got burnt or something. Like he like put his hands on a hot stove or something, and he like was standing there with his eyes closed, like as if he was just burning. Yeah. And there was nothing. It was just some like girl walked past. I didn't even notice, really. Yeah. For him, it was like a fire. You know, I'm not that sensitive. I wouldn't want to be that sensitive because it would like make me crazy. But but that's the sort of understanding that someone who's so real and is a Avodas Hashem. I mean, I hope he didn't offend the girl. I don't think she even noticed. But the idea that, you know, some of the tzaddikim I'm connected with, they don't do that kind of thing of like, you know, like they don't react so intensely. They just know how to look and not look, if you know what I mean. Like Rav Samet, he looks, but he doesn't look. So he, the woman will feel she's being looked at, but he's not really looking. Told the Rebbe as well. Other Rabbonim that I'm connected with, they'll look to give the honor to the lady, but not in a way that they're actually looking, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a level, yeah? You don't really want to... These are subtle things. Dahainu lamas ma'od tanugon amazeh lesanek bod betanugos b'nei odem. This means he despises the utter pleasure of this world, finding upon to derive from them pleasure which other people derive. Lamanas tavis aguf bilvad, namely the pleasure of merely gratifying the physical appetite. Lo lavodas Hashem, instead of using this pleasure towards the service of Hashem. So obviously enjoying Shabbos, eating, drinking, being with your wife on Shabbos, these are all holy, holy things, and this is all for Avodas Hashem. Because, you know, you're doing the mitzvah of Ona, you're doing the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, you know, this is a holy thing. And now it's Mekudosh and Metar, Penei Hayusem, Nimshachis, Nishbaim, Meklipa, Sitra, V'achra. He despises the pleasure for their derived and received their spiritual sustenance from the Klipa and the Sitra Akhra, which is the opposite of holiness. So what you're doing, basically, you're uncovering what it really is when you're like fressing in the week for no good reason and your stum just doing stuff sexually, it's unfortunately connecting into the other side. Now, one of the things I try and do, and you know, I'm not always successful, but right now with the war, or even when it wasn't war, I say to myself that if I fall in these areas, I'm leading to like giving power to people like Hamas, because that I hate. Yeah, I hate Hamas. I hate what they represent, the evil. And you know, thank God, you know, we have that clarity to hate that evil. Unlike people who, you know, unfortunately, I've been speaking to people in London, and some of those people like actually think it's inhumane to hate them. Like it's like weird. But thank God we're not that confused. We're not like woke or something. So we know to hate this evil. But one of the ways I should transfer that hate in a successful way for Avodas Hashem is to hate the fact that I want to derive sexual pleasures when I shouldn't, when I want to do things when I shouldn't, and then hate that evil. So that's my way of using it for Kedusha.
In terms of like when we went to that Klipa Sinoga, right?
Yeah.
The Klipa Sinoga is this thin veil, right, that falls in between everything. It comes from the Klipa of the Klipa of the Sitra Akha, right? It's not from the Klipas of the...
No, we actually said, we have to keep clarifying that. It's good you bring it up. That Klipa doesn't necessarily have to be bad. Like, Klipa's Noga is not bad.
It's not necessarily bad, but it's translucent. So it's how we decide to elevate that Klipa or not.
Yeah, we have to elevate it. Whereas the Klipa's Gimel Tameis is already with the Sitra Achra. So we're not even going there right now, like in terms of... The Tzadik Sheina Gomor, he's not doing any Averis. He's not working with the Klipa's Gimel Tameis. He's not doing Averis mamish that we would understand as Averis. Yeah?
He's not even getting there.
Yeah, he's talking about the things that a Tzadik Sheina Gotama has to deal with. He has to eat and drink, which is Klipa's Noga, which is what you're talking about. It's good that you clarify it again. Klipa's Noga, but the point is now he has to constantly draw out the Kedusha, the good in it. then and remove the pasolas again and again, constantly mivara. Every time he involved in this world, he's only drawing into the kedusha and bringing it towards kedusha, learning to use it lishma, trying to elevate it, like you're saying. And therefore, the point is that he should never be left with any evil from that good, from that klipas noga. The problem is that even with a sadik shein agomo, there's going to be a tiny residue. Now, what that is what we're getting at. It's a very small. See, the problem is he doesn't hate the evil completely. This is going to be the nafgamina. We're going to read it now. Chomashu mesitcha acha sadik gomo who sone betachlis asina. Now we're going to see the chiluk. The sadik gomo, he hates the evil completely, like utterly hates it, and it's based on a pasuk and from David HaMelech. It's not like he just the Balatan is making this up. Yeah, this is based on you know Chazal and Tanakh. Machmas Godo Havosel Hashem b'kedusha also because of his great love, he pursues the love of the lights. B'havah Rabba Tanugim b'chibav Yaseva when his crime le'il. And this is important because where does his tremendous hatred come from? From a tremendous love. From the fact that he has such love for Hashem. This is the key, like the key point. Like when you get these...
That's love, the highest level.
Yeah, this is very important for like people who out there, like these Naturi Carter guy, kind of guys, these Kanoim, who go around hating on everything. Those guys are just hate. They're not loving Hashem in the deepest love. Maybe the Satmarov back in the time, you know, that's where he was at. When he came out against Zionism or whatever it was, he came out with a tremendous Ava Rabba towards Hashem, and from that Ava Rabba and Ava Sisrael, he was able to give over his MS of understanding the whole Metzias of what was going on here. Whereas his, some of these people who've made these movements that are not anymore shayach to the Satma Rav's original understanding, they're like their own thing. They've got caught up with the klipa of just hating, yeah?
Yeah.
And that lost the panemius of the Avos Hashem and the Avos Yisrael and the Ava Rabba Tanugim Mechiba Yaseira. It's just important to see how when you see the ideal, then you can see what's not connected to it anymore. And then you start to understand why these movements are problems, because they're no longer busy with the Avos Hashem. Look, it's the same with reform the other way around. When they're so into this world where they'll make a Chinese meal in the middle of Yom Kippur, yeah, because they're hungry at 3 o'clock already, so they decide the fast ended already. So that's the same kind of thing where they're just, you know, it's the other way around where they're, instead of being the Frum Yetzirah, they're the Fry Yetzirah, where they're just doing what they want. And therefore they're stuck in klipas. They're like, they're no longer, they haven't removed the evil b'chlal. The only ability to start removing the evil is through Torah mitzvahs and bottled to the Olmach Shemayim and connected to the Derech of Tzaddikim, which is what we're learning here. We're learning about Tzaddikim, people who are the ideal level where they've learned how to hate evil with a tachlis asina. And the nafgamina are between them, the Tzaddikim Gemurim and the Tzaddikim She'ena Gemurim, is that the Tzaddikim She'ena Gemurim don't hate the evil enough. That really is an akudah. And they're not, that therefore, they probably are not as in love with Hashem as the Tzaddikim Gemurim. Because if they truly had the complete shleimistic love, Ahav also Hashem kedushaso, b'ahav harabu tanugim b'chibi yaseva, as kermlel, then they would hate the evil, completely, just like the Tzaddikim Gemurim do. The author explains the love of delight is the ultimate level in the level of loving God. To assume so that loshen of ahav harabu tanugim is the ultimate level, because of the Tzaddik's great love for God, holiness, he utterly hates the klipa and sitra achri. You hear where it's coming from. It's coming from a tremendous, the highest level of love for Hashem. Kihem zeh le'umas zeh. Since their holiness and klipa are antithetical, his love of God therefore evokes a commensurate degree of hatred for the sitra achra. There's always that balance. Huh? Excuse me?
No, I was repeating the pasuk.
Yeah, that pasuk. We've used it before to describe the wrestling match we have with the Yetzirah. Yeah, here it's showing you within the Sadik Gomor this tremendous Ava Rabba Tanugim, this ultimate love, and it manifests as a tremendous hate towards evil. So, for example, like they don't have any taiva towards phones or. You know, they just see what's going on in the world. It just looks ridiculous to them.
I thought it's Sadik Gomo, right? The whole thing is that he turns this whole Sitra Achra, he turns all that into everything is just becomes the ending of a Hashem. Everything becomes.
It does. It all becomes Avodas Hashem. But the problem is, if with the phone, for example, I just use that as an example, it's got, like I just said, to work on social media, they're not going to work on social media because it just, it's going to be, unless they have the highest level filter, then you can't really do anything on it because it doesn't, it has within it intrinsic ra, because it all the time, it's showing you things that you, this is ra, this is, you don't want to see this. So you're not going to allow yourself to see it. Like, you're not going to allow yourself to, even for a moment, to look at it, because it's just, it's the most disgusting thing. Like, why would you don't go look at someone's, you know, when they make fill up a toilet with diarrhea, you're not going to go in the toilet and have a look at it. That's what it looks like to them.
Depends. I'd be curious.
None of the Sadiqim I know have a phone, like, of social media. They have a dumb phone, yeah? I've never met a Sadiq Gom or like big Sadiqim who have a real social media phone. They have people doing it around them who are like Gabayim or whatever, Shlichim, to get the message out. But they're not themselves, there's certain Shmira on them. Yeah. The difference is, I'd say, with someone like myself, is being about Tshuva gives us a different Shlichus. I was given a Rishus from Sadiqim, like personally, to elevate things. Because of my background, I'm not as sensitive as the Sadiqim are. It's a chesora maybe that I don't hate it fully, but I'll stick on a goyish and a song and get excited, honestly, like, because it's good quality music. But I would choose a song that there's none of the znus in it, like NF or something, a rapper who doesn't bring any znus and talks about real things, you know. So I'll only go to that kind of music. Like Richie Havens will talk about freedom. He's not going to talk about, you know, Yetzirah. Like, he's just not, it's not, he's not, he's not in that. He's quite a holy looking goy, I have to say. There are some musicians, very few of them, who have, you know, working on themselves, on whatever that means in a non-Jewish sense. So for me personally, I need to have, like Alex Clare was talking about the other day. We're going to try bring Alex Clare to the community here, to Shirat David, to do like an acoustic concert and speech. We're speaking to the Vad about it. So it would be amazing if we could work that out. We're working on it. Alex Clare. So we'd like to bring him. Now, he spoke recently on Ami's House, like one of these podcasts, how he's got a pasak that he can listen to certain non-Jewish music. Like, it's part of his avoda. He can't separate legamre. It's not healthy for him. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's a serious guy. Like, he speaks to Rav Busso, the Bavasali's grandson. He speaks to Rav Moshe Weinberger. He speaks to real Sadiqim, real people. Yeah. You know, even Rav Moshe Weinberger in the middle of his shiur will sing some of Simon Garfunkel. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll quote it.
Yeah. So he has reshus on that level because of his life and background to elevate it. Once again, a guy who's never had anything to do with Simon and Garfunkel, well, there's no Indian for him to now go listen to Simon Garfunkel.
Right.
It's just about, like, being real with your journey, and the idea of hating evil means you don't need shaykhs to this. Yet you can help elevate it by not being involved in it. We need people who are tahor of a kodesh, who don't have to touch certain things, and they'll have their talmidim, they'll have people around them who will do that for them. It's like, you know, the Rebbe would send out his shluchim, so he didn't have to stand on the beach of Jamaica and Bahamas, and you know how many Chabad shluchim are on all those different islands? I was once going to do a 40-length tour on every single island over there with all the Chabad houses. I was going to do it once with Nissim. It was like a whole big thing, yeah? And it didn't work out because there wasn't enough funding from the Chabadniks, and with all the problems that go on those islands with the weather, suddenly the storms, and, you know, it just didn't work out. We didn't end up doing it. But it was a good idea, good concept. But the concept was, you go around all the islands and you do a concert island to island. Now, these Chabadniks are there. They're dealing every day. You know, you can just picture it, you know, it's beautiful. It's an amazing place to be. Like, I think there's even a Chabad Shliach in those islands, the Maldives, or whatever they're called, yeah? Because I know some people who've gone there who are from, and they've had kosher food there, and they said there's Chabad there now. the Maldives or Maldives or whatever it is. So you can even get kosher food. So the point is, but that guy who's out there day after day, it's not the most, you know, it's not like the Rebbe lived. The Rebbe was in 770 or his house. And when he saw all kinds of people, he did it in a frum setting, yeah? In a very specific way, he was connecting to people. He wasn't going to nightclubs like the Chatzos Rebbe or whatever his name, Rav Grossman. He wasn't doing that, yeah? Now, Rav Grossman would sit at his tish and look like a tzaddik himself, and he is a tzaddik. He would look, sit there and, you know, he managed to not get messed up from those experiences, yeah? It's obviously, it's according to each person, this avoda. But the Nakuda Panemius is that you love Hashem so much that you hate evil. That's the bottom line. You have to get to a point when you hear a Cardi B, you want to go Shechter. Like if you ever had the not good fortune, you're not going to kill her, Chasham. You're not a murderer. You're not going to do evil because of it. But it just makes anything znus just makes you very angry. Someone who's so loose with their body, like the whole OnlyFans reality should make you very angry that there's all these women selling their body. And you can be like open-minded and say, you know, let everyone, like Joe Rogan would say, let everyone do what they want to do. You know, if you want to be gay, if you want to have OnlyFans, do whatever you want, yeah? But I don't want my kids being, you know, preached to by transvestites to trans, or he'll have his gavul, yeah? Like he'll have his boundary. So for us, Lahavdil, in Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael, our boundary is very, like, doesn't even want OnlyFans, it doesn't want any of that stuff going on because it's taking the Selam Elohim, the godly form, and abusing it. So it's a dishonor to Hashem. Now we're not like the Muslims who are going to go around throwing. Yeah.
Even with our own lives.
Yeah, with our own lives. It's always Derek Panemius with us. We're not going to go and grab them and throw them off buildings and stuff, even if we were in power. If, say, there was a Torah authority in power, like a government, we wouldn't go around throwing all these people off buildings. That would be a distortion of there's a Sanhedrin, and they rarely ever, ever, ever killed anybody. I don't know if they even did, if you go into the history in Chazal, how many people they actually put to death, you know? It's not our way. It's not our way. It has to be done with such Yerushalayim, a Beis Din of 70 and all kinds of, you know, Tanayim that had to be warned, etc. By the time you've gone through our system, there's no one going to carry on acting that way. They just voluntarily would quit living that way because they realize the whole system is about bringing people to tshuva and elevating them. Not like the Muslims who think they can just, some nobody working in a makolet can suddenly get it in his head that he has permission from God to go around killing people. That's not Yiddishkeit. Yeah? It's a big difference. We could say, V'tachlis, sinas, and asaim. So it's when I hate them with consuming hatred. La'ovim hain lei. And says King David of those who oppose Hashem, ha'chayni v'da lavavi. Yeah, they have become enemies to me. Search me, says to God, and know my heart. You hear that? That's beautiful. That you just said it now before. Know my heart. Know me. It's from within. It's a Panemius hatred. It's not an external thing. It's not these movements of hatred. It's inside. A person who... Say again?
Brian Miller here says...
Yeah, what's he say?
David HaMelech asked Hashem, asked God to probe his heart, but utterly detest the enemies of God, love of God, and contempt for what which opposes God are adversely related.
Yeah. Yeah, they're related.
I mean, there's no middle ground.
Right. Yeah, that's the point. It gets to that clarity, like you just saying. You're bringing out a good point, that it becomes a very clear picture of what's good and what's not. I mean, you have to understand that's bringing us back to Kodem Achet. You remember, this is our tachlis. We have to fix this world, and that means to get back to the emes. You know, when you're talking about this, you've got so much confusion, so many different confusing points, because you're like, got all this liberal nonsense that we've been brainwashed by the media. It's just like in the air. To get to the point where we can just see that this is emes, and that is sheker, this is evil, and that is good. To clarify everything, make havdalah on everything. By the way, there's this post I put up of me making havdalah to advertise a song that I did called Amunah. And the amount of hatred I've got on that picture of me wearing a strabble making havdalah, and I don't really get so much, you know, viral kind of posts. I'm just not that kind of guy. But just me sitting there making havdalah, it's pissed off so many people. Like hundreds of comments. I'm deleting them one after another. Free Palestine, hundreds. Like horrible, horrible things that people have sitting and written whole like stories. And just because of me sitting there wearing a strimal and making havdalah. Because making havdalah is clarifying the good and bad, the shek and emes. I'm dealing with this right now. This is a current post that's just constantly getting more and more interaction. And I don't know why or how it's gone so, you know, because I'm...
Bots.
It could be it's bots.
You know, When you're consumed by the klipa, tomatoes, the gimel klipa tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like there's no the same way a tzaddik gamer. I mean, I wonder a tzaddik gamer, right? The Indian of like to tapa sina.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. La'oyvim ayuli, like the same idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it means the vice versa. Right.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be the opposite. So that's why Hitler, Machshemo, Rav Weinberger says, you remember that story he said over about Hitler, Machshemo? I remember him saying it with such emotion that when he saw a frum yid, he went out of his kalim. He went nuts. He was like screaming, like, you know, like he was a mashugana anyway, but he used to scream, you know, like a proper nutcase. They said about him, like, you know, if you ever saw him when he was like, on all his drugs and going nuts, like he was tweaking. I don't know what was going on with that Russia Machshava.
Right, yes.
But he would go nuts when he was an artist in Vienna and he saw Frum Yidden. That's where all his hatred started developing. He just couldn't stand the sight of someone serving Hashem. He was against Hashem. He was against Yiddishkeit. He was against Panemius. He hated the consciousness of humanity. That's the real war. That's the real war that we have to bring out soulfulness versus the opposite, which is anti-soulism. That's my whole shtick. That's what I'm writing about. I'm talking about the world is lacking soul. And it's hatred for Am Yisrael, is a hatred towards the soul level, towards Hashem. And that's the real panemius of it. It's not getting caught down in Bibi and all this nonsense. That's just low-level politics.
Okay, I gotta get going now because my wife's in Jerusalem. Gotta take over the kid.
Amazing. So we basically got midway through chapter 10, and we're hopefully gonna get more into the Sadik Gomor. And when we finish the Sadik Gomor, we're gonna deal with the Russia. And we deal with the Russia, chapter 12, we're finally hit. Where we're more likely to find place is the Bainani, if we're Zohar. Okay, have a good one. Kol Tiv. Blessed day. Right. Oh, yeah. Thank you, everyone. Sharon.